Welcome to the All About Symbian podcast. Today I will be talking to the CEO of Symbian, Nigel Clifford.
Joined here now at the Symbian Smartphone Show 2006, halfway through day two. We're no remnants on the floor, but just looking back at a very successful day and a half so far. And as long as Rafe appearing on a panel this evening doesn't slip up, we should still be in business. Joining me, CEO Nigel Clifford of Symbian. Hi, Nigel.
Hi there.
How has it been?
It's been fabulous. I was here for my first Symbian Smartphone Show a year ago. And this one is bigger, it's better, it's more buzzy, and still retaining the Symbian friendliness and the whole community feel, but it's just stepped up a whole notch.
Okay, so Symbian's not your first CEO holding, is it? Where have you come from previously?
Okay, so I've done some of the typical telecoms things. I've spent 11 years with BT, worked for Cable and Wireless, but then I've also spent 5 years as a CEO up in Scotland, running a group of hospitals in Glasgow, which was a fabulous job, and then CEO for the last couple of years, running a company for Advent and Apax International VCs.
You know, all very sort of business and servicey orientated, is it? Having come from that background, is that what attracted you to Symbian?
Well, in BT, I ran products as well. And in my last company, that was a software products business. So there's some strands, but certainly the lure of Symbian was Symbian. Yeah, what a fabulous place to come and work.
Why?
Look around you. I mean,
Rafe just turned up when he's interviewing the Symbian CEO. I need to go and listen. Hi, Rafe.
Hi, Ewan.
Keeping me right, as always. So, you didn't
apart from you two. Yeah, apart from you two.
Everything was a benefit.
It's been fantastic. So, center of the mobile explosion, doing the coolest things on the coolest devices, with the coolest manufacturers, with the coolest application providers, and with the coolest employees working in a software company across the world.
I mean, lots of people have experience about going up for a job interview in their life. What's it like being interviewed for a CEO's post? How's it different?
It's probably pretty similar, actually. It's to do with what have you done before? How would you do this job? What do you think your strengths are? What do you think your weaknesses are? You probably get to see rather more people than you would do during a standard interview. So you get interviewed by various shareholders. But that's been the case in each of my CEO roles. So there wasn't anything strange or eccentric about the CEO appointment here to any other interview process that I've been through.
What sort of things, when you first started, you got in, feet under the desk, worked out where the coffee machine was, worked out who was running the post room, you know, very important things when you started the company, at least they are at the bottom, I don't know if you're at the top. Where did you start? You know, what did you look around and how did you decide, well, how am I going to make this, not mine, because it's owned by everybody, but how am I going to steer this?
Go and talk to the people in the know. So go and talk to the people who are working in the company already. So I did about 40 or 50 one-on-one interviews, you know, conversations with people right across the company. And that gave me a fantastic insight. You know, I was asking them some pretty basic questions like, what should I keep? What should I change? What makes us successful? What could make us more successful? So pretty basic questions, but you know, we've got very, very bright people and they are pretty insightful as to what needs to happen. Now I'm really worried because Rafe is writing down questions.
No, he's just saying you realise your wages aren't in this month. So let's take that those first 90 days then. What do you think was the biggest positive change you made?
I think it was reflecting on mid-range, thinking about the big changes we need to make organisationally and in terms of the product and what the priorities should be for us as an organisation. So after the 90 days, we had a session in the Old Vic Theatre. So we invited anyone who was around the Southwark site at the time, and we sketched out some real tangible objectives, where we were in terms of strategic execution and what we needed to do next. So getting people together was a really, really positive feel. Standing up there doing a quick pitch, that was interesting, but then I had like an hour of questions and dialogue with the audience because, like I said, we've got very bright people in Symbian.
And I suppose, you know, with the gloves off and the new CEO, everybody had the opinions to come up, I guess.
Well, I was told it would go one of two ways. You either get, thank you very much, and everyone troop out, or I would get a flood of questions, and I'm really happy that I got the flood of questions because it was a terrific opportunity to have a discussion about stuff which people just wanted to bring out.
You know, I get the feeling looking at Symbian that conversation and that sort of level of communication, all levels of staff, you know, vertically and horizontally, has continued.
Well, certainly, I absolutely want to do that. So we've got things like Symbian Sounding Board, where representatives come in and they tell us again, gloves off, what's going on. We do team briefs, etc., etc. But we're a very communicative company. We're not hierarchical. I get emails from all the way across the company, all the way across the world, pointing out good things, but also pointing out bad things. And that's what it's all about. People got to feel as though they've got a stake in this and they can make a difference.
Let's swing around now and have a discussion about the show that we've had over these last 2 days. And let's go with a great softball question to start with. Symbian signed. No, we've done that one already. The show floor. What have you seen that's just made you go, ooh, that's nice?
Well, I would love more time to walk around the show floor. I think the stuff which I've seen, or the stuff which I've discussed and had presented to me rather than had to go and see, I think things like Slingbox obviously looks extremely sexy on the Symbian devices, and can't wait to get hold of that, especially as we've got a Champions League match coming up this evening, Chelsea-Barcelona, and I'll be in a dinner and can't see it.
Have they decided who the goalkeeper's going to be yet?
They're rapidly running out of options. I think John Terry is putting on the green shirt as we speak. So that was obviously a great thing to see. Discussions also with some of the mapping companies, so people like TeleAtlas, seeing what they're doing with 3D mapping, personal navigation, and bringing that to life. I think that's also really, really interesting. So putting real use into the handset for the individual on the move. So after this interview, I'm happy to go out and do some more stalking around the floor.
So one of the things that I've noticed is that the floor space used isn't much bigger than the previous 2 years. The show doesn't seem to be getting more sort of demos and stands in them. There's more people coming through the doors, but there doesn't seem to be a bigger expansion of what's on show.
Well, that's an interesting observation. I think we've got more exhibitors than ever before, and we're also finding more exhibitors clubbing together, working together, so that we've got something like 107 exhibitors, stands, and then something like 200 companies exhibiting. And then what we've also got is a whole range of people who've come along as delegates who are actually here as exhibitors. They've all got their demo in their pocket, ready to grab people, ready to talk. And that's part of the whole event. You've got layers of formality which move from, yes, I've got a stand, to I'm on someone's stand, to I am the stand. And that's the great thing about this event. You never know what you're going to bump into, because the ecosystem is evolving and evolving and evolving.
And the ecosystem seems to be evolving into much smaller units, where if you look at other markets, they have big one at the top, a couple other big ones, and then single people in their bedroom, whereas there seems to be more granularity.
I think there's a huge opportunity in what we're doing, and we're at a very early stage in that evolution. So we will see consolidation, and we'll see winners, and we'll see losers, and we'll see the losers go off and do other things. But I think the excitement is there is 80 plus million Symbian phones out there, and that is just a huge opportunity for people to hit the mother load, find the application, get in bed with some of our licensees or some of our application developers.
Now, one of the things that caught my eye, and this is probably from the sort of I need to find a good story, was the keynote yesterday. I was kind of expecting maybe not so much fire and brimstone, but a little bit more flag waving and this is where we are, come and follow me. But what we ended up with was more sort of British, have a cup of tea, everything's doing fine. I mean, is that typical? Is that the style you're bringing now?
This is the Braveheart talking, the man in the kilt. I don't know, he's got covered in blue paint. It's part of the Symbian style, I think, and it's a style which is both natural, but it's also a style which is really appreciated. When I'm in Japan, people tell me that we really like the way you do business. You don't overclaim, you don't overpromise, you just get on with it. And I think for us to suddenly try and change our clothes would be unnatural. It would feel awkward. I don't think the people within Symbian would feel particularly happy with that. We are who we are, so let's not pretend about it. However, we're also very successful. So what we need to do is paint that picture very publicly and let people draw their own conclusions.
And, I mean, two things on press releases. You never seem now to manufacture press releases for events like this. I mean, those of us who are watching the sales of Symbian OS units will realise that, there could have been a bit of working the numbers, but you're not into that now, are you?
No, we've got good activity going across licensees, application developers, partners across the world, those press releases are happening because things are happening, rather than we've got to make things happen artificially. So getting two handsets out of two Korean licensees, getting Slingbox out there, getting Google as a platinum partner, all of that is just work in progress. And it was just what's going to happen this week that we can put into the smartphone conference.
And, you know, finally, there's always this air of, you know, are you going to flow? And it kind of came to a head before you came onto the board. And you know, Symbian release numbers as if you were a public company. Every quarter, the numbers come up, and, you know, and to all intents and purposes, you know, those press releases always seem to say to me, if we were a public company, we'd be doing this. So why continue that tradition?
I think it's a good discipline because it makes sure that we have got you know, very good governance, very, you know, good audit, and all the right things about us. And it's also a timely reminder to the marketplace of here's the progress we're making. So, you know, it's a good discipline for us internally, and I think it's also a good opportunity to just talk to the analysts and the press about how's progress going, how's the market going, rather than doing it once a year at an event like this.
And would you roll your eyes if I asked about a flotation?
I would certainly roll my eyes if you asked me about a flotation.
So is there going to be a flotation?
I'm now rolling my eyes. Never say never, but there's no plans in the pipeline.
So, finally, you know, this podcast is going to go out to listeners and all about Symbian and various other places, I suspect, as well. We're getting hit in the wall behind us. Going out to the All About Symbian listeners and other places, the people who are actually using the phones, the people on the ground, the people who might not necessarily realise what Symbian OS can do, what would you say to them?
I would say that what you've got is the biggest and best brain in the world working in the smallest, neatest, coolest packages.
It's lovely, isn't it? See, this is the point where I go, so where do people find out more information? And you have to give the URL.
So Symbian.com. Symbian.com. You know it makes sense.
I do. Nigel, thank you very much for your time. I know you're a busy man.
Thank you very much, Ewan.
And good luck heading out the floor, and hope you don't get ambushed too much again.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the All About Symbian podcast, www.allaboutsymbian.com, copyright 2006.